KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 54 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Firefighters in Atlantic responded to two separate house fires overnight Sunday into early this morning. The latest, a fire in the 100 block of 4th Street between Poplar and Locust, was reported at around 2:23 a.m. today. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese.
When we arrived on scene, we had heavy condition 3, black smoke and flame out the back of the building of the homes, one story. Made an attack back there, sent another team in for search and rescue, did not find anybody at home at that time, got a knockdown.
McNeese said the cause of the fire remained undetermined early this morning.
Seat of the fire is on the back porch area right off the kitchen, and from what I can see, the electrical box is inside there, so until they get the power cut off and get back and really take a look at some of the wiring, and don't know, but definitely in the back of the home.
The second fire at 501 Peach Street in the Sycamore Village area occurred at around 8:35 p.m. Sunday. No injuries were reported. The call came in around 8:35 p.m. again. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said when they arrived on the scene, some clothing was on fire on the ground outside the home.
In the side of the trailer, on the back side, had flames visible inside. It hadn't come through the windows yet. And pretty heavy smoke, black smoke coming out from the back and from the front. So got a pretty good quick knockdown, what we could, from the window in the back, and then sent a team in to the back side and pretty much got it cleaned up, knocked down from there.
The cause of the fire was deemed suspicious, according to McNeese, because a domestic situation had occurred earlier and it wouldn't have taken much to cause any fire to spread quickly.
Seat of the fire is on the back porch area right off the kitchen, and from what I can see, the electrical box is inside there, so until they get the power cut off and get back and really take a look at some of the wiring, and don't.
That was with regard to the earlier fire. He said that there was plenty of fuel in terms of clothing in the bedroom of the trailer fire, and that's where it's believed the fire started. The couple who shared the home are being interviewed by police Sunday night. Firefighters were on the scene there until about 10 p.m. News time is 7:09.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power, but many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Well, police in Red Oak report the arrest early this morning of a man wanted on a theft warrant. 29-year-old Kenton Jarvis Schooling of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 3 a.m. in the 200 block of North 2nd Street in Red Oak. Schooling was arrested on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree and for driving under suspension. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested one person Sunday evening on a charge of public intoxication. 60-year-old James Donald Ullman Sr. of Red Oak was arrested around 7:15 p.m. in the 2400 block of North 8th Street and held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. In areas once considered beyond saving, new development is emerging and spawning renewal in places such as Des Moines, Iowa City, Greenfield, and Ottumwa. Some of those community reinvestment projects are now being honored by 1,000 Friends of Iowa. Doug Adamson is a landscape architect in Des Moines who sits on the board for 1,000 Friends. He says the awards recognize projects that use what are called smart growth principles,
which is basically a sustainable approach to design. It reduces sprawl. It preserves farmland from sprawl and development and really concentrates on increasing quality of life.
Adamson says a project that stood above the rest was the restoration of the Hotel Greenfield, originally completed in 1920 and now listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
They could have easily went out to the highway and promoted a developer to develop a standard, you know, chain hotel out there on the highway, but instead they connected with the Downtown Development Corp and just did an amazing job and made it successful.
The other winners of the 1,000 Friends of Iowa Development Awards include the Historic Packaging and Provision Building in Iowa City, the Central Iowa Shelter and Services in Des Moines, and the Appanoose Rapids Brewing Company. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy. Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
In our funeral announcements, Mary Haverman, age 98, of Carroll, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Haverman will be today at 10:30 at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Carroll. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Jeff Reisberg, age 47, of Audubon, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Jeff Reisberg will be today at 10:30 at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Halber. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Erickson, age 53, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Kenneth Erickson will be today at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bill Harry, age 89, of Orient, died March 23rd. Funeral services for Bill Harry will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Niles Jewell, age 94, of Omaha and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Niles Jewell will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Elsie Murphy, age 98, who's formerly of Atlantic, died March 24th in Colorado. A massive Christian burial service for Elsie Murphy will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Clara Wenzel, age 95, of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Clara Wenzel will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Austin Michael Oldenkamp, age 18, of Griswold, died Saturday in an automobile accident. A massive Christian burial service for Austin Oldenkamp will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Or rather, in Sioux City, I should say, the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family with the arrangements. And Gerald Sickles, age 85, formerly of Greenfield, died December 27th. Memorial services for Gerald Sickles will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Lynn Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Lynn Peterson are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Jerry Lee Gibson, age 50, of Elliott, died Saturday in Omaha. Services for Jerry Lee Gibson are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And that is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.